Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to our show tonight. And we have a special sort of a format that we want to follow tonight. I've actually asked Rogier if he will be hosting the questions, so to speak. And the topic tonight is about the issues of sound elixirs and some additional information that you may not have known. Plus, we have some other information that we want to share with you as well regarding personal elixirs. And because tonight we have got Paul Downs on the phone with us, and he is also part and parcel of what we want to talk about because he is our sound producer. And we've never had the opportunity to just really, on this show, hear from him, his experience, and the miracles that have been happening as we've been producing these sound elixirs. So Rogier will guide us in terms of topics, and we will start with that in a moment. I just want to share a few things with you. And the first one is that with great joy, we can now announce that our hardcover, beautiful little book, The Seer's Journey, is now available for purchase. We have it in hand, and we can ship it to you. My brothers and sisters, it is an ideal Christmas present if you have anyone of your acquaintance that would, for example, enjoy the book of Khalil Gibran, The Prophet. They would enjoy this book. It's very, very similar in genre, but according to my beloved sister Joanne, who's our facilitator in Sedona, she says, I love The Prophet, and I find this even better. That was her comment on the book. So it's available now for you to purchase for friends and family for Christmas. It's a different type of a work than we've ever produced before, and it is something that every truth seeker will embrace at whatever level they are. So that was the first thing that I wanted to announce. And secondly, it's coming up now that our last pod, I'm on my way to Curacao in a few days to be there for a week, but our last class or pod that of this year of 2009 is the big, beautiful Christmas pod that we have every year where we do Christmas presents and a big Christmas dinner, and we have evening firesides and so on. And it's at my home in Oregon. We light big fires in the fireplace and sit around with our blankets and just, we're a family for a week. We go Christmas caroling. We bake Christmas cookies. We do all sorts of things together as a group in my big 45-foot kitchen. And every day, you know, I try and produce lunches and so on, which we don't normally include, but it's just my joy to do it at Christmas time for you. So that is something to put on your calendar, please. And you can go to our website and take a look at the dates, but it's early in December. And then we also are fast getting to the place where we really do need to decide about the end of January's cruise. Now, there is a phenomenal package, and it's around $1,200 for a three-day workshop in Sedona, which is an introduction to interstellar mysticism. And then the included in the price is the big bus trip that we take together that goes to Phoenix, the flight to California, and the boat cruise with lectures. And you have approximately 18 hours of lectures on a week-long cruise. We lecture when the ship is not in the harbor, so you can enjoy it with your families. There's excellent child fun things arranged and professional nannies and educators that take care of your child. So it's a good family experience, and the price is just unbelievably low. So we wanted to share with you just a couple of things that we'll be teaching on board the cruise. Who are the seven root races of Lemuria, and where are they today? The Secret of the Lemurian Culture, History and Cosmology, and their thorny relationship with Atlantis, and their calendar will be given for the very first time. Then the next one is the class two, is the Secret History of the Americas. Learn about the secret conspiracy of the tribes of the Southeast with the rulers of Atlantis and the Aztec priests. Discover sacred objects kept by the Apache from the Red Land of Atlantis. Study the enigma of Montauk, Long Island, and its connection to the inner earth. Learn about the massacre of the white race who inhabited the North American continent until in the 300 AD, where their cities are and where their cities are buried. We're going to be speaking about a lot of things like this. We're going to translate the petroglyphs hidden inside the time capsules in Ayers Rock, Australia, learning about the origin of the Australian Aborigines and how they move physical objects with their dream bodies, and many, many more topics. So these two things are available right now for you to take a look at. Go to funintheonegetaways.com. And if there's another site, Rogier will give it to you, because I'm next going to ask him to bring about any of announcements that I have not done. Of course, you are now in your final week, my brothers and sisters, in which you can sign up for the Institute of Human Potential and for the Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility. And this is the last week's opportunity to sign up, because it's already running, and we don't like you to come in with too much of a backlog. So by the 15th, we close the class. So if that's the case, please go to appliedmysticism.com for the Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility, and then go to institutehumanpotential.com, and you can hear videos or audio where I describe the curriculum and so forth. Rogier, go ahead and tell us anything that I missed and didn't announce.
Well, what we have, amongst others, now on the homepage of appliedmysticism.com, which, first hosted first announced the course for the Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility, and now the homepage is going to be dedicated to interstellar mysticism. It's somewhat in transit at the moment, but the point is that the first Sound Elixir, which opened the course or the curriculum of sound healing, that is the interstellar mysticism class starting on February 1st. The elixir can now be listened to at appliedmysticism.com, and actually tomorrow we wanted to officially launch it, meaning that there's also a download that you can get for free of this musical masterpiece. And let me think. And then the other noteworthy thing is that you can now also purchase as a product on Arcana Store an actual translation of the meaning of your personal sound elixir. Obviously, you would have to purchase a personal sound elixir as well. But we've had so many requests for translations that we were kind of now thinking, well, maybe we should just sort of give that as an option at the time of purchase, or also for people who now, in retrospect, would really like to know, like, have a proper sense of its meaning. So that's now also available. And I think that's pretty much it for now.
All right. And what Rogier is talking about was just recently decided, my brothers and sisters. And it's for those who already have soundless elixirs, their personal sound elixirs, wish to get personal sound elixirs. If you purchase your sound elixir and you wish to have the infinite language that is pouring forth through the song specifically for you translated, it's going to cost, what is it, $15, I think, Rogier?
Yeah, $15.
Is it? $15. It's just that there's quite a bit of administration behind it. My time is there, but there also is the engineer's time. There's the administrator's time, which is Hong An out of Portugal, and so on, involved from the time that I create it to the time it goes for you. So that's where the purchase cost comes in, and that is now available because we had hundreds of people wanting it, and we just, you know, we couldn't keep up. So, okay, now here, you know, it is almost quarter past, and we had said that we were going to play a song at quarter past, and perhaps that's a good way to kick off the program in terms of getting Paul's involvement as well, so people can understand more about the sound elixirs. I wish to just introduce the topic with two things. My brothers and sisters, Klanovic, which is the song that Ruhir is saying we're giving to you for free, and it will be on the site of the appliedmysticism.com. It's there tonight to listen to, and tomorrow the formal launch takes place, so you can actually then download it and share it with your friends. You will feel the power in that. In fact, your body will start to detoxify. It is the first of the sound elixirs, the complete balancing of black and white frequencies to eliminate very specific illusions. The sound elixirs that will be coming forth in the Interstellar Mysticism, which is starting on February 1st, 2010, is actually designed like a musical key that opens the lock that has held humankind enslaved, which is the alternate reality. I have been speaking since the 1st of September on multiple shows, and on the 1st of September's show on BBS Radio, Station 1 and 2 at 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, you can listen to me talk and speak about what we translated from the crop glyphs that happened during the summer in Wiltshire. There is a story being told there that we are held in an alternate reality. In fact, it's an overlay over overlay. There were multiple alternate realities determining us, our lives, and keeping us in mediocrity. 24 star races are coming together to deliver to us musical sound elixirs. And we will take, you know, only our first one is complete, and it's Klanovic. And you'll hear it at the end of the show, and then you can listen to it again on the Institute of Applied Mysticism. Let's listen to our first sound elixir. This sound elixir is part of a sound healing that takes place, and it's available on angelsoundhealing.com for you to read about and study about and look at what it is. It's the Rosicrucian sound healing method that utilizes these 18 elixirs that we'll hear Paul tell about tonight. Let's listen to our first one. Which one is this one, Ruhir?
It's going to be Joyful Dragon.
Joyful Dragon. And then we'll discuss what it does. Go ahead. Kimika welcome back to our audience. And we will turn the time over now to Rogier to just direct questions at Paul and myself so that we can give some information that we might previously have overlooked.
Well, for starters, I think we should define the concept of the sound elixir and maybe specifically, I mean, what they do and in specific the one that we just played.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So we have already discussed the fact that this is not just a musical piece, it is an elixir, which means that it utilizes the vast body of information that has been given to us, which is actually currently running in the Academy of Alchemy, which is the alchemical potencies of frequency. When you combine the black frequencies and the white frequencies, and the black frequencies being those that are subliminal, in equal measure, the main goal of these elixirs is to eliminate illusion in your life. But it has been found that they work on very, very many different levels. They utilize this alchemical knowledge to eliminate disease at the spiritual, emotional, and physical levels. Now, Joyful Dragon, for example, the song, this particular elixir is designed to break stasis and stagnation. So it's ideal for fluid retention and bodily systems that circulate fluids. It affects moods in a positive way by bringing inspiration, joy, and optimism where previously there has been stagnation.
Okay, and so the idea is that all the 18 elixirs do something different, right?
You can play just one over and over if you have, for instance, let's say you've got swelling of the legs, fluids that are not flowing. You can make a loop of Joyful Dragon and you can just play that. But the 18 elixirs, they're only $18, and it's ideal to play them in the car when you have children around your teenagers, you know, during meal times, anytime, because it beneficially affects the whole family without them even knowing that you really are doing sound healing on them.
Right. And actually, I was wondering, I did actually receive a question from Hostas, who's one of the students on the courses, as you know, and he was asking about if there was anything about sound elixirs and pregnant women, and if there's an issue of releasing toxins during their pregnancy.
That is actually a very, very good question, and I did read that question from Kostas. It's a very good idea. Kostas is in Greece. Very good idea that we discuss this. The elixirs have been given to us by the infinite, not by man. So this is the result of study for me to understand how to explain it. But the actual elixirs have come from the infinite, and Paul can vouch for this, that we have created an elixir and found that the cosmos changed and the infinite wanted a completely different elixir the very next day. So we had to sit down and do it all over again. Remember that, Paul? It was elixir number 18, I think, wasn't it?
I do remember that. That was quite an experience, yes.
And what a tremendous increase in power.
I was just thinking about what Kostas has said about pregnancy, and it strikes me that the sound elixirs awaken the physician within you. It's a physician
perfect.
That makes no mistakes.
That is absolutely exactly what I was trying to say and didn't do as well. Perfect.
Well,
because it's coming from the infinite, it self-regulates.
Indeed, it's just taking care of things in the most natural way. So, you know, if somebody's detoxifying, if they're not going to have a purification crisis here. They're going to eliminate shed density, but it's going to be done in a natural, I wouldn't say totally effortless way, because, you know, a swing in physiology can take a breath away at times, but it's a purification process. There's no danger there at all.
The inner physician, that's very well said, and that was exactly what I got as well when I looked at Costas's question.
But then just to be clear, so but would there not be an issue of releasing toxicity during pregnancy?
There will be, but you know, here, the body releases toxicity by itself on an ongoing basis. Let's take a look at meditation. You're not going to tell a pregnant woman that they shouldn't meditate. When you are in meditation, the brain waves change, and it has been found, according to a NASA scientist that researched this, that at the time that you are in these meditative brainwave states, your liver releases toxicity. So something like increased water intake will release toxicity. Something like meditation will release toxicity. This will release toxicity, and if one is strong and able to deal with it, you will very much feel it. This is excellent to play around geriatric patients, because geriatric patients often cannot stand much detoxification, and as Paul just pointed out very succinctly, this is ideal because the inner physician takes over and does only what one can actually maintain.
And it's interesting because I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking about babies. You know, when they have their first period of growing, they tend to have little sniffles and you know, symptoms of colds and flu every few days. And it's just like the, you know, a natural alchemy after birth where a child is strengthening its immune system. So it's, you know, sometimes if the body just sheds a little bit of toxicity, you know, I think this is all proactive as far as health is concerned.
And, you know, Native Americans actually play their drum to the baby inside the womb. The men will often sing to the baby inside the womb. The women will sing as well. And the music for the child inside the womb is very, very important, because if the mother is stressed, this can promote well-being for the child.
All right. Now, what I'm suddenly wondering about is, just wondering how that would apply to pregnancy, because maybe you could quickly explain metaphysically the mechanics of a sound elixir, and here I mean the sort of the balancing or mixing of so-called white light and black light, and I think it would be important to define those two things, and also specifically the role that black light manipulation sort of plays on our planet, or has played, and certainly how these sound elixirs counteract that.
Yes. We have been influenced by black frequencies, as an example, for a very, very long time. Number one, it's done by means of device like HAARP, and you can look that up on the internet, H-A-A-R-P, that sways emotions of masses, so that, for example, they orchestrate who you will vote for in the election by what frequencies at a subliminal level, so you don't even know it's your own, are being sent to the masses. That's what the HAARP program has done, a very non-life enhancing technology to control your the masses. That's a way of using black frequency. Another way of using black frequency and also black light, which both are subliminal, is a form of mind control and the swaying of emotions, because black light does mind control, black frequency sways the emotions. But if you take, for example, Hitler, when he spoke, had the ability to sway the masses because he had been taught how to use black frequency in a non-life-enhancing, unimpeccable, controlling way. My brothers and sisters, this is the very first time that we have any kind of a technology to deal with things like the nanoorganisms, the mind control programs that are being beamed at us at subliminal levels. Even if you go and see a movie, They have been using subliminal messages to program the audiences. So it's very important that we have something that counteracts this. This counteracts it. When you combine black frequency and white frequency in equal measure, they cancel one another out. They cancel out illusion. They reveal that which is not illusion, which has always existed underneath.
So it actually would be very interesting to then think of creating specific elixirs for pregnancy, because if you think about it, like, the human race must really already in the womb be exposed to all these sort of black light manipulation. So
that's a good idea, Rogier. We'll put that on the list.
Paul, which one is our elixir that has that absolute calming effect? I think it is, is it 10? Let me think a second here.
You're talking about cherry blossom, promotion of inner peace? I mean, that could be one of the candidates.
Yes, it is. It's cherry blossom, absolutely. Like number 10, it's designed for the inner child, and it's the violet color that it is made into music. So the music is designed for the balance of left and right brain functioning. Mayan legend is another one, and that's number 11. But 10 and 11 both work on the inner child and the restoration of purity and playfulness. And both of them would be very, very good for a pregnant woman.
Yeah, and you can also, but there could be, I know my sense is that there could be more in that, like, for example, if you think that a lot of, incarnated beings in the womb sort of, they have to deal with the kind of just frequency and a lot of the sort of discordant just impressions they already get of this world. So it would be interesting to see what could be done with that as a theory.
It would be good for the fetus, because we are being bombarded with hostile short waves and other nanotechnologies that are in the soil and the water and so on. So this is very good.
All right. Now, there's multiple sort of angles we could take. Now, I do wonder actually whether we should not play the second track, the second elixir.
Let's do that. And
when
we come back, I'd really like to have Paul share the experiences we've had. Because when we started these sound elixirs, he and I could hardly walk. The uric acid was pouring out of our body, and also the way it feels in there, when we do these elixirs, it's so miraculous, and I'd love for him to tell us about that. Let's do that. Which one are we playing?
We are playing Desert Sands.
Oh, that's a very nice one, yes.
Я не знаю, что я не знаю, что я не знаю, что я не знаю, что я не знаю.
Yes, I'll try, Raghir. Desert Sands, it's essentially exuberant self-expression. Key factor in this particular sound elixir is expressing the self. Essentially, you know, it's made of blue and red light. It's a purple tone elixir. So the blue brings one home to oneself, promoting self-knowledge. The red has the effect of expanding beyond present boundaries, eliminating stagnation. If we look at the physiology in this equation, it releases grief, and this can be expressed with relaxing or reducing problems with lung diseases, sore throats, bladder infections, and things like that. So it will very much help reduce problems with breathing and with lung infections, you see.
All right. Now, before we run out of time, again, I did want to sort of touch upon what I think a lot of students and people might be wondering about is simply what it's like to be involved with Almin in this process of creating these sound elixirs. I mean, we're sort of in the same space here, pretty much. And for me, it's very sort of self-evident that there's this constant kind of frequency now in your studio because of the work you're doing there. But also, it's just kind of the norm that usually in the process of creating a certain elixir, you or maybe the both of you will get sort of incredibly spaced out or just have these strong effects from the information that's being channeled or accessed into them. So I was wondering
absolutely,
if you could paint a picture for us what it's like.
I'd love to. Right in front of me now I have a big how can I say, it's a huge piece of obsidian which I use for grounding. I mean, if it's not in the studio, Almin will sometimes say, go and get your obsidian sphere. You need it right now because, you know, the effect of working with sound elixirs, you know, for more than a few hours is very expansive. Get to the point where I'm almost over-polarizing into feeling too out there, so to speak. I wind back a little bit. If I look at the first days that I came to Newport and started working with you and Almin, I had to get used to this this high altitude, so to speak. I had to find a way of adjusting to the light frequency that's coming in. And it was a form of alchemy in itself. I mean, it's like a new wine. A new fragrant wine needs a new bottle. The bottle has to change shape to accommodate this new fragrance, you see. So I felt like I had to metamorphize quickly, and I experienced some discomfort with that. It was almost like my circuits were being fried, to take one of your expressions, Rogier. But what helped very much is the sound elixirs increased my capability to transmute density into light. And being close to Almin, I call it the Darshan effect. And Darshan is a Sanskrit term for a being or being in the communion or in the space of somebody who is in a very high state of consciousness. So, you know, if you're with... if you have a Darshan effect, you're close to somebody who's emitting a shower of neutrinos from the heart. I mean, it's a very, it's a beautiful feeling, but it's also something which you've got to adjust to, you see. So I found that in order to sort of catch up with the frequency here, I needed something. And the alchemical sound elixirs have really sort of helped amp up my capability of dealing with the amount of light around Almin.
And it's almost daily. You know, daily I can see changes, not only in my own abilities, but yours, absolutely regularly.
It's amazing. We're all in different places here on our telephone, so I'm getting a little bit of a delay. I'm sorry. Over to you, Rogier.
No, just however you want to elaborate.
Well, and it pushed all our boundaries way beyond where we thought we could go.
To me, that's interesting because I can certainly see that in discern that in Paul and like in say the past months that you guys have been working on it, that I guess I haven't really been clear on how I might analyze that. Like, I just didn't really feel the need the need to do that. But now looking back at it, it really seems like this work on these sound elixirs is like increasing the bandwidth, you know, of what we can all.
If I can pick up on that, increasing the bandwidth, it's amazing because, you know, if I can cut a long story short here, I've learned how to see into the hidden realms. I can see fairies with my naked eye. Now, I'm sure there's going to be some folks out there who think, well, fairies, you know, we're not supposed to believe in fairies. We're not supposed to believe in existence before, you know, in pre-Diluvian times before the flood. There are certain things in society that we're not supposed to really entertain. Belief in star races, that's possibly another area. Essentially, humankind, the old model, we could look into space and we only see about 1/100th of the electromagnetic spectrum there. So essentially, these beings from the hidden realms, they just vibrate a little bit beyond or below, I think mostly above the spectrum that humankind can see and feel and hear. And I've been down in the woods a few couple of months ago, and I've been there with my camera trying to take interdimensional photographs. And usually you see them through the lens. But I've turned my back. It's like the middle of the night. It's really quiet in the woods. There's no wind. I've looked up, and I've seen orbs moving around like nothing on Earth. It's the most exciting thing I've ever seen in my life. I was covered from head to toe in goosebumps, and I thought, wow, contact. Here I am. I can actually see into the hidden realms for the first time, watching these intelligent orbs moving around, moving from the ground right up to the tops of the trees and moving outward like little UFOs, you might say. And one little additional piece of information here. This was also brought about by the fairy spells, which are given in Armin's book, Aruba Farina. So I did actually use a spell to start a spell, and the second spell was the spell to open up the portal to the fairy world. But that's one thing. But the other part is like the alchemy of change that you can actually penetrate or pierce the veil into the hidden realms. And this is part of the magic of the effect of the sound elixirs, and I can vouch for that.
Other thing that we're preparing for is the what is just beginning now. We have got 24 star races bringing us their music. And the music that they're bringing, as I said at the beginning of the show, is to set man free from this alternate reality. But the music that we're being presented with is like nothing we have ever heard on Earth. There are scales, we have no idea. Now you will hear a few of these scales in the Klonovic music that we will close our show with. Klonovic is the central sun at the core of the earth. And it was very necessary for it to be retuned because it hung on in this core of the earth to old memories of existence. And that is fantastic. So its density became clear as this music was being given to us. And so Paul and I have had to basically write the music. It's not that we're writing it, but we have to embellish it as it comes in with work that has never been done on Earth before. And just
it's on the fly as well. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes.
It's just spontaneous. There's no preamble to it. It's not like, here's the tune, you take that home and learn it. I mean, that's what Madonna would do. She'd have a demo given to her by a producer. She'd take, perhaps she's written it herself, or, you know, the producer's written it, but she would go and learn it. And she'd work everything out, have it all mapped out before she even approaches the studio. What we're doing is we're starting from point one in the track. I mean, at zero. And you are going straight into record mode without any preamble, without anything arranged or written down. It's spontaneous voicing of melodies on the fly. I've never seen that before. I think if you brought the Beatles in here, they'd be mystified, you know?
And Paul is from Liverpool as well. Sorry, Rogier, what were you saying?
Well, that kind of brings me to the sort of the question which I think a lot of people are working, sort of wondering about. I mean, Paul, you've been around the block in the music scene and I think obviously used to a lot of ego and shenanigans from artists. So I think it would be nice.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, what is it like to work with Almeen as an artist?
I likened her voice to a silver flute over a moonlit lake the other day. That's the quality of her voice. But as an artist, it's I've never felt such peace and how can I find the words now? I'm just trying to, in a nutshell, explain what it's like. I'm thinking about, again, how she sounds here, because with these tones, these new tones that are coming through the making of these sound elixirs, it's like some it's immaculate vocal audio architecture, exquisite beyond words, beyond measure. A tonal phoenix rising out of a golden alchemical furnace. That's how I see how Armin is birthing these sounds. And you know, if I look at the studio diary, just as late, you know, who's in the studio tomorrow? Oh, well, we've got one of the most profound, if not the most profound mystic of our times, it's Armin. And we've also got the Pleiadians coming through. And I think on Wednesday we've got the Andromedans and followed by the Lyrans.
Isn't it amazing?
We've got quite some session players coming in these days,
That's
you know.
Amazing.
Really exciting.
And my brothers and sisters, I will just share with you from my side the I stand in total amazement. I remember making a personal elixir for one of you, and when we do that, it's a one-off where the infinite gives the music. We do an overdub. There's words in there that's just for you, spoken from the infinite. When I did one a while ago, there was this deep bass note, and I said, I'm not sure I can do this one. And I said to the infinite in the studio, can I please move this up an octave? And the answer was no, you will soon be singing bass. And one of the star elixirs has a base. It sounded a little bit like Tibetan Buddhist monks overtone singing in the bottom that I had to sing. And also I've had to sing, it's gone up now. I think it's about up to D, and I think I recently sang the E above the register of the treble clef for those of you that do music. I mean, I never could sing that before that I was aware of, but whatever sounds we've needed to make, it is just simply there. Now, Paul Klonovic has got this unearthly sound in the bottom that sounds like a didgeridoo, which is my voice, and you put some effects on that. Is that correct?
Yes, this track, despite things going very quickly in the studio, this particular track took a lot of engineering, a lot of programming. I mean, it really pushed me to...
It's been a long one.
It has indeed. I mean, if you look at Dark Side of the Moon, it took 2 years for Pink Floyd to create. And, okay, I mean, it's a big classic from the past, but there was about 20 or 25 people involved with that, if you included the band and the engineers and the arrangers and the sub-engineers and so on and so forth. But, yeah, this track took a lot of engineering. And this particular piece that you have, it's like a didgeridoo. It's mantric in sound. And I put a wah-wah, like a Jimi Hendrix wah-wah pedal effect that he would put over his guitar. I put it over your voice, so you didn't even recognize it yourself at first, you know?
I didn't, but you know, I didn't recognize it when I was singing it. Oh, my brothers, I think we better close or we will not get the full Klonovic in before the end of the show. My brothers and sisters, we've had such a nice time tonight. I'm so grateful that both Paul and Rogier could join us. And we're going to close now by playing for you Klonovic. Klonovic is the central sun, as I say. It has two elixirs. One is the receptive and one is proactive. This one is receptive. It's time for humanity and the earth, for the service that they've rendered to the cosmos, to reap the rewards. It's a triumphant song. Let's listen to Klonovic. Until next week.
hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.